We gather together on this 8 days of Christmas on the 8th day. And first, I love numbers, and I just so you know that this is not a prime year. 2019, we have to wait 8 more years, so it's a prime year. Some of you might not care about that, but 8 years, I'll be 43. Getting old. Prime. Now, a more serious number is the 8 days of the octave of Christmas. And I think it was pretty cool how we heard in the gospel that this was the 8th day of Jesus' birth. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, which is a very worship an important part of the Israelite culture, he was named Jesus. After 8 days, I kind of pricked my conscience this time, because the more you read the scriptures, the more you kind of realize things by yourself. Because again, Luke, in the beginning of this reading, which is in the second chapter of his gospel, the shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. Meaning, they didn't know who this child's name would be. And that was part of the culture of Judaism, that children weren't given the name until they went to the temple. So the 8 days. Pretty powerful again for how many we have for Christmas and as well as Easter. Now, the other powerful thing is that Mary and Joseph knew the name that it will be, because when Gabriel came to Mary, that's when she gave her fiat, that because of your will, it will be done for you. And Gabriel, the angel, told her what the name will be, Jesus. Joseph already knew that as well. And then on the second part of this homily, kind of quick on 2 thoughts. One is, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. I think that's a great image for us when we come to Mass, when we experience things in our lives, whether it's very beautiful things or very challenging things, to reflect things in our heart like Mary did. And she did that 3 different times at least. Here on this reading, also earlier in Luke when she was talking with Gabriel, and when Jesus grew up to be 12 years old, to when he stayed in Jerusalem after they were worshiping, when Jesus was 12 and they left, remember that? Then they kind of lost Jesus for 3 days, and they found him in Jerusalem. And after that, Mary again said that she was keeping the treasure in her heart. And finally, as this is the Mary, the mother of God, which is a very paradox thing in our own minds, I mean, imagine that, to think of a human, Mary, with no sin, receives a God, a Trinity, part of the Trinity, the second person of the Trinity, to welcome God into the world, meaning she was the mother of God, because they are 3 persons but one God. What does that mean? Well, try to think about that. And again, I've joked before about having a 3 credit class in the Trinity, and I was more not knowing what that meant than even beginning. It's a paradox, it's a mystery. And we hear in the Trinity in the second reading today, as proof that you are sons and daughters, God sent the Spirit of His Son, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right there, into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son or daughter. And if a son or a daughter, then also an heir through God. Meaning, we are adoptive children of God. And so a lot of great images in our readings today, whether the numbers or the thoughts of our heart, or the fact that we are, because God sent His plan with this woman to receive Jesus, to open the gates of heaven for each and every one of us. And finally, as I will give a blessing from our ritual prayers on the last day of Christmas, here's another bonus blessing, one of my favorites, from the book of Numbers, by the way. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.